VOA News via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman. Fierce battles with Russia are raging in villages near the eastern city of Severodonetsk. According to Ukrainian authorities, Russian troops have been trying to take control of the city for weeks. Now the most fierce battles are near Severodonetsk. Russia do not control the city entirely. That's what the governor of the eastern Lugansk region said on Telegram. He added, in nearby villages, there are very difficult fights. They are trying to break through but failing. Our defenders are fighting Russians in all directions. Recently, they did shoot down a plane and took captives. The governor also reported that Russian troops are heavily shelling Lyshansk, a city across a river from Severodonetsk that is still controlled by the Ukrainians. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a rare trip outside of Kyiv on Saturday to visit the war-damaged city of Mykolaiv. It was the Ukrainian leader's first visit to the southern city since Russia invaded Ukraine almost 4 months ago. The president's office published video of Zelensky surveying a badly damaged high-rise resident building and holding meetings with local officials. A celebrated Ukrainian medic whose footage was smuggled out of the besieged city of Mariupol by an Associated Press team was freed by Russian forces. Yulia Pajevska, better known as Tyra, and her release comes 3 months after she was taken captive on the streets of the city. Using a body camera, she recorded 256 gigabytes of her team's efforts over 2 weeks to save the wounded, including both Russian and Ukrainian soldiers. She transferred the clips to an Associated Press team, the last international journalist in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol, one of whom fled with it on March 2015. This is VOA News. Monsoon storms in Bangladesh and India have killed at least 41 people and unleashed devastating floods that left millions of others stranded, officials said Saturday. Floods are a regular menace to millions of people in low-lying Bangladesh, but experts say climate change is increasing their frequency, ferocity, and unpredictability. Relentless downpours over the past week have inundated vast stretches of Bangladesh's northeast, with troops deployed to evacuate households cut off from neighboring communities. And schools have been turned into relief shelters to house entire villages overtaken in a matter of hours by rivers that suddenly burst their banks. Forecasters said the floods were set to worsen over the next 2 days, with heavy rains in Bangladesh and upstream in India's northeast. Voters in Nigeria's Ekiti state started casting their ballots early Saturday to elect a new governor in what could be a bellwether for who wins next year's presidential election. Ekiti is among 8 of Nigeria's 36 states where governorship elections are not being held at the same time as the rest of the country because of legal challenges to previous results. It is also considered a swing state, key to winning presidential elections in the multi-ethnic West African country of some 200 million people. Although 16 parties are on Saturday's ballot paper, it is seen as a three-horse race between candidates from the ruling APC, the People's Democratic Party, and the Social Democratic Party, or SDP. Nigeria has a long history of election-related unrest and malpractice. The last governorship vote in Ekiti in 2018 was marred by violence and claims of electoral fraud. But on Wednesday, the candidate signed a peace accord, vowing to avoid violence and accept the outcome of the vote. Thousands of Singaporeans dressed in pink gathered at a park Saturday calling for greater recognition of LGBTQ rights, the first such rally since 2019 after coronavirus restrictions were eased. While the city-state is prosperous and developed, social attitudes remain conservative and sex between men is still illegal, although the statute is not actively enforced. Singapore's Pink Dot Gay Rights Rally started in 2009 and has regularly attracted sizable crowds despite a backlash from some quarters. After holding online-only events during the pandemic, large numbers turned out on Saturday. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
Hello. Hello. This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington. It is so good to be back with you again this weekend. I've got a great show for you. First off, there is my playlist of awesome current hits from Nigeria, Togo, Guinea, South Africa, Kenya, and Rwanda, plus one tune from the gaming world, Gran Turismo 7. Now, I also bring you some live marimba music from Zimbabwe by Bled Chimanga. I spoke with Bled on the phone. He's actually in the beautiful state of Colorado right now, doing cool things at a place called the Kutandara Marimba Center in Boulder. So we're going to listen to that interview and a little bit of his music. And then the big treat of the hour. It's even bigger than big. Kofi Olomide. Yes, this legend came to the Voice of America earlier this week, and I had a wonderful face-to-face conversation with him in the studio. So I'm going to share that with you. We talk about his new role as Congo's cultural ambassador, about Congolese music, of course, and his all-time favorite American musician, and his next chapter in life. So can't wait to share that with you and all the rest. Time for you now to sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We start off with one of Kofi Olomide's hottest collaborations in recent years with Tanzania's Bongo Flava King Diamond Platinum's Wa.
Usiniguse, usinitachi, tusalimiane kwa miguu. Onasema usiniguse, usinitachi.
was Diamond Platnumz and Kofi Olomide with Wah. Hello, everyone. You are at the top of Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Now we're going to West Africa with two new hits. First, here's Finesse by Feels featuring singer Buju, who has recently changed his name to Benson, and it's spelled B-N-X-N, by the way. Then we are going to listen to Panam, a brand new heartbreaker by Togolese singer Kata.
And I've been living fast life, but I see it in slow. Oh no, and you see my lifestyle, I got G's in the tub. See many people there outside where they feed man's oboe. Oh no, and me I stand the defender like Joseph Yobo. My girl say she want Netflix and chill, so I chatty get even warning. If you fall in love, Kelly satin, you go to breakfast, I'm not capping. Can you see dripple, I'm not catching. I'm not faking this, no fugazi. You see these feelings, I'm not catching. I'm a quest and fit, I just want it.
Happiness, if I broke, now my business. I'm a shy, you go right. All I care for the night.
F-I-N-E-S-S-E, if it be the reason why your baba want to jealous me. If you want to take I'm serious, I they do to speed. No fit to resonate, I'm on a different frequency. I don't think it's necessary. I'll be damned if there's somebody that could do like me. Man, I be like Musala, coming off the right wing. I call to your defender, you no need to tell me. I'm a horse, finesse. And you know, send me, I'm a snap. Now you can lay, I go carry go. If me, I got money past you. If you're not careful, finesse. You know, send me, I'm a snap. Now you can lay, I go carry go. If me, I get money past you, if you're not careful.
Finesse, if I broke, now my business. I'm a child, you go right. All I care for the night. Finesse, if I broke, now my business. All I care, you go right. All I care for the night. Finesse, if I broke, now my business. I'm a child, you go right. All I care for the night. If I broke down my business, all I got is to fly through. All I care for the night.
You dream I could lie up, and my faith on me soon.
Makama Yabala, Anye Kanlara. You are listening to Hector Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. Keep it locked.
Go.
Wow, powerful voice. Okay, that was Panam by Togolese singer Katal. Hello, how are you all doing? I'm Heather, and coming up in just a few minutes is my chat with Zimbabwean marimba musician and dancer Blessing Bled Chimanga and his latest live studio recording. But first, here's Ghost by singers Kamo Mpela, Dali Wonga, and DJ and producer Felo Luti. Get it, get it.
Damuka kungen dandi inini anijagoni uzauma moyo kungen janji. Music Time in Africa, the best pan-African radio show. Titi heavy heavy.
All right, hey guys, so you just heard Ghost and that drop by Ja Preza from Zimbabwe. Now it is time to hear from Bled. Here's our phone conversation from just a few days ago. Blessing Chimanga, it is nice to hear from you.
Hey, Heather, it's nice to hear from you too. Hi, everybody who is listening.
So where are you and what are you doing?
So I'm currently in the U.S. I am in Colorado Boulder area, where I am visiting artists at Kutandara Center, which is a center that teaches Zimbabwean music, marimba, mbira, dance, and song. So they've got me down here this summer to just do some cultural exchange. Of course, a lot of teaching, mm-hmm. As well as just, you know, exchanging with the students that are part of this center.
Well, you know, I thought of you because, you know, I follow you on Instagram, and I know you follow me on Instagram too.
Right.
And I saw this thing. You just did this thing right here.
Lord, all I have to say is thank you, God. What shall I say unto my Father? So all I have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See, all I have to say is thank you, Lord.
So I love this. You are playing marimba, and who's singing?
Yeah, so this is something I just found on TikTok. It's actually trending. His name is Calling to Music, and he's an amazing, amazing gospel singer. Mm-hmm. And I just fell in love with that particular song that he did. And, of course, there's a bunch of people that have done duets to it, some just lip-singing to it. And I was in the studio yesterday at the center, you know, waiting for my students, and I was like, why not just add some marimba to this? Funny enough, it was actually not in the marimba key, but I did some magic to make sure that I play some notes and make it fit. And I'm so grateful and wowed by the responses that I'm getting from that marimba. And that's why I thought, hey, why not add this and see how it sounds?
It sounds great. So back to what you're doing here in the U.S. I mean, normally you live in Harare from Zimbabwe, and you and I hung around there together and had a great time before COVID.
Right.
Have you done any new recordings since back then, 2018? Do you have any new singles out or anything?
Yes, I've got two singles out from my upcoming album that's coming out this August. So I recorded a live recording called Simply Me in October 2021, just as COVID was, you know, things were slowly opening, and I managed to do a live recording. I felt it was time to do something live after two studio projects. And we've recorded this 12-track album, and two singles are out. One is called Summer Tenga. That's there on my channel on YouTube, as well as another one called Doja Ndiri. Doja Ndiri means this is who I am. And I believe this is the title track of this particular album.
Okay. Which one do you want us to listen to when we get off the phone?
Let's have Doja Ndiri. And just a little thing about this song is it's just saying, accept me for who I am, take me as I am, love me as I am. And I think it's a message that the world needs right now, that you are enough as you are. Focus on your learn. You don't need anything else. Don't feel pressure from your neighbor. You are fine. The way you look, the way you are, what you do, you're okay. Oh. And the world needs you as you are.
Love me as I am. Take me as I am. Accept me for who I am. Doja Ndiri. Take me as I am, accept me for who I am, Doja Ndiri. Tell me, say.
Love me as I am, take me as I am, accept me for who I am, Doja Ndiri. Love me as I am, take me as I am, accept me for who I am.
Kubandi chikura naka uzwaka. Kubandi chikura naka.
For the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that chat with Bled Chimanga and his latest live Mbira song, Ndos Vandiri. Now, for the next 15 minutes or so, we are going to ride some vibes of current music from Guinea, Kenya, Rwanda, Nigeria, and from the 2022 sim racing video game Gran Turismo 7. Then we have the showstopper of the hour, Kofi Olomide, face-to-face with me right here from our VOA studios in Washington, D.C. from earlier this week. So let's get to it. Here's Demba Nyuma, The Good Child by Tenny Jawara. Tenny Jawara. Here's something totally different. Nairobi by Kenya's Irwin.
Hello world, my name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
Yep. Now, time to slow things way down. Out of Kigali, Rwanda, this is Akamara Rungu, Munyakazi Deo's latest masterpiece. He sings of the past with nostalgia and of radios and how they were such good companions.
Tata yarafita karadio itekaga ora kwidirisha kukotwa kunda gichina micho nao agakunda urache dia kamara rungu mama ikundira giza sabea itekaga ora gagachuranga Rita Iga Lugos Vavanza Gakuyanika Okonavati Rizquajiraga Akokaradiaka ngenja kwiri banyakarama nakabonanye na ruboneza warumuhinzi wibisheke kimwakigurisha kwijana nikoko nta mukenu gatunga kamara rungu ye kimwe nasohotse mu nzu demoni hutanyere wishuri ndagakoma turasi ndaterura ndakanika biranga ni bye bye kamara rungu ni mbayo andezeru inanyiko biganiro by'urusobea gukura maboko mu mifuka kurjazo benye ngubumugabo ya nibwo butwari ni wo murage ya warakoze kumpibyishimo
Shosa kamara rungu ehe ya ha
kamara rungu
zinduka kare uje kumurima ehe ya ha
kamara rungu
ejo hazaza we tuzakorera ehe ya ha
kamara rungu
ukugana wese usanganize neza
ha kamara rungu singa yego kandi
was Munyaka Zideo from Rwanda. Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell. If you're just tuning in, welcome. This is The Voice of America. Kofi Olomide came to our studios earlier this week, and in just a few minutes, I'm going to share my face-to-face chat with him and, of course, some of his music. But first, I've got two more hits. This is Buga by Kiz Daniel and Tekno. is Kiz Daniel and Techno with Buga. Now, let's wrap things up a bit before we meet Koffi Olomide. Here's Vroom featuring Idris Elba, Koffi, Davido, Lil TJ, and Maloko.
I might pull up in the Maserati, Maserati, maybe the Bugatti, Bugatti, Ducati, Ducati. They're telling me I'm too flashy, too flashy. Pull up in the Maserati, Maserati, maybe the Bugatti, Bugatti, Ducati, Ducati. They're telling me I'm too flashy, too flashy. Either way, vroom, 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 vroom.
You might see me in a black Mustang, no gap. Then leave for the back door in a black van. Or see me in a Maybach, lay back with a tick ting getting break back. Or see me gas guy in a bouquet. You might see me with Savvy in a Mazzy, and she got a big batty. Too flashy, too flashy. Ride more backseat than a black cabbie. Might see me in a black Audi, just lie me.
Yeah.
With my gang full rowdy. Beg you, give me space, please don't cry me. Turn the fan out, tits up real loudly. Boom, 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 boom. Y'all let my rush down. This tune play, y'all let my bust down. And I want the yards to glad a touchdown.
Vroom, 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 vroom.
Vroom, vroom,
vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom,
vroom,
vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom,
vroom, vroom,
vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom,
vroom,
vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom,
vroom,
vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom,
vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom,
vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom, GT do 104. I've been living life, but still I'm working hard, of course. Keeping up and I ain't taking no shorts. The morning I feel like I'm on stage. Every day a girl should be on my page. I remember mama told me pick up my grade. I was having other dreams of trying to get paid.
I know what I want to do. Pull up in a white Benz, next time blue. Another time red, I said they get confused. Switch it up off, then I saw me flex on you. So you want my money can do. You see me drip, I want me get fountain. Yeah, take a picture for me, please. Yes, yes, thank you. I just wanna pull up in the best ride. 24 karat for my left side. Yeah, yellow diamonds for my next side. And you can't be me in the next life. Yeah, when I see my picture, better press like. Straight G-Wagon and the X5. Might pull up in a Model S ride. Tesla, living my best life. Yeah,
I might pull up in the Maserati, Maserati. Maybe the Bugatti, Bugatti. Ducati, Ducati. They're telling me I'm too flashy, too flashy. Hit that way. Vroom, 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 vroom. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Vroom, 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 vroom.
All right, that was Vroom. And now, are you all ready to hang with me and Koffi Olomide? Let me describe for you the context first. So I have just met him for the first time in the TV studio at VOA here in Washington, D.C. And Marius Muhunga, who is a journalist and presenter with the Lingala service, has just interviewed him in French. And now it's my turn in English. There's a studio audience, too, an assemblage of VOA staff, all Koffi fans standing like soldiers in front of the leader, their chief. It's so quiet you could hear a pin drop. Anyway, Koffi is cool. He's relaxed. He's wearing a stunning display of gold jewelry. I mean, he's got gold sunglasses, chains that sort of dance around as he moves and speaks, and gold rings and chains, you know, on his neck and bracelets. He also wears a casual black and white jogger suit with black and white platform sneakers. You know, he's well-dressed, as you would, of course, expect. His beard is white, too. So here we begin the conversation by settling on a combination of English and French. And the first part is in French. The English voiceover you hear is courtesy of Marius, even though, as you'll hear, Koffi teases him at the end of the interview. Here it is.
How are you, Koffi?
I'm well. I'm fine. I'm so happy to be next to you.
Thank you so much. So you have just been appointed cultural ambassador for Congo. You're also a diplomat and have recently received the African Legend Award from AFRIMA 2021. These are just recent accomplishments. What do you plan to do with your ambassadorship?
Well, I will be in a belt to explain everything I want to do in English. You know, I'm a Frenchman.
Yes.
My English is like
it's
that.
It's okay. You can speak it in French if you like.
J'ai commencé ma mission d'ambassadeur.
I started my mission as an ambassador going to Belgium, the country that colonized Congo, because I wanted, as an ambassador of Congolese culture, to ask Belgium to repatriate the musical instrument and the artwork that Belgium took from Congo during the colonization. There are about 8,000 musical instruments that Belgium has at its Tervuren Museum. It's an immense wealth, and also an incalculable number of art objects there on exhibit. It's a fight that started before me, but I decided to ask the Belgian government politely to repatriate to Congo as a compensation for all that we have lost culturally, and build a museum worthy of its name to exhibit our object there. But Mr. Guido, who is the director of the museum in Tervuren, said, "Yes, but Kofi, you are nice. You have come nicely. The politicians who came before you were aggressive and threatening. But with you, we feel that we can dialogue. But we want to alert you that Congo is taken with Belgium because we are its old colonizer. But in Washington, there are more than 15,000 musical instruments there. So one day I'm going to ask the boss, the number one, the chief of state, to bring me here and meet with the Americans so that America can also repatriate that and build us a museum. Also, the Congolese rumba has become a tangible cultural heritage. It has this title, and I'm going to ask the Congolese Senate and the Congolese Parliament to adopt a law that the history of the rumba becomes a subject taught in our schools. This amongst all the steps that I've started to make. But I revealed that at the conference, there are 5 acts in total, but these are the 2 that I've started.
Oh, parlons de la rumba. Is soukous or ndombolo still the number one music genre, dansante, in Congo?
In Africa.
You think?
Yes.
Yes, but before that, there was mutuashi, folk dance coming from country, the provinces, from our ancestors. There is Makwandungu. There was Mbonga, folk dances coming from villages of our fathers and our grandfathers. And then, to not stop the fun, there was Soukous, Ndombolo, there is Chacho. All those are variants. Oh, look, he's dancing already over there. So there are variants. It's like the supermarket, right? One finds shelves of cheese, but it's all the same supermarket.
You don't see that any other styles may eclipse?
No, ça va continuer.
No, it will continue. No one can stop culture. No one can stop intelligence. No one can stop creativity. It will continue to surface our territories, from our forests, from our villages. It will continue. No, it won't stop. Because our kids, today the music that's made, there is little color that comes from the West, from America, but that mixes with the African Congolese roots.
Musicalement, yeah. Sud Afrique.
But musically, we are in competition with South Africa. Amapiano, we have Ndombolo. But there are many, many different cultures in Africa. There is not just one Africa culture. There is maybe a way to see Africans, but in each corner of Africa, there is something distinct. The Kenyans, the Maasai, the Luo, so it's an immense wealth. But the director, Mr. Guido, of the Museum of Tervuren in Brussels, confirmed this. He told me that the cultural heritage of Congo is perhaps the richest in the world.
Peut-être le plus riche au monde.
That's wonderful. That must be so exciting for you.
Yeah.
You are now 65.
Me, 65? No.
55.
No, 5.
Oh, 45.
56.
But do you find that, given your age, it seems like you have, I mean, you look great, you dance great, you sing great, you still are on top.
Many other things I do.
Oh, really? Other things? But now that you have this ambassadorship, it must be exciting, like a new path.
Yeah.
In a new direction.
And your departure for my life, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
That's exciting.
I feel more responsible. I feel more father of my kids. father, more husband for my wife, mm. like a father for the young musicians mm-hmm. of my country and Africa. Mm-hmm. I don't want anymore to fight, anymore to be in confusion. I mm. prefer to be in harmony.
I saw an interview with you earlier, and you said your favorite singer was Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That is it still
master,
true?
That the maestro, the master.
So what song do you love the most?
All of his songs.
Mama Say, Mama San, Mama Kusa.
Yeah. Once a new album of Michael appeared, mm-hmm. I bought 12 albums to give to. And when I play one of the songs, I hear the sound like verre cassé, like a broken glass.
Bottle, yeah.
Like a broken glass. It was a shock for me. And I called my producer, asking if I want this sound in one of my songs.
What song is it?
Desespoir.
Desespoir.
You can listen to this song. This song from Michael Jackson.
Okay.
He's a teacher. He will stay a teacher. Today, okay. Nobody in America compared to him. Nobody. Replace him. Nobody.
That's beautiful.
I love your eyes.
Speaking of love, we just have a few more minutes. What would you like to say to young people today? All of your experiences.
First of all, I'm not here to teach people. I need to be taught myself. I need to learn. But the most important thing in the life is to love what you do, to do what you do by love. People feel that I do what I do because I love, not for money, not for jealousy.
Mm, that's beautiful. Kofi, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure and an honor to have you here.
I miss you. I'll go back in Paris. Thank you.
Thank you so
much. It was to me. I'm very proud. For me, it's a very big moment. More than to be with Marius, to be with you. Marius, forgive me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mm. See you.
By the one and only Koffi Olomide, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you for joining me. And also a big thanks to Koffi for joining me in the studio for this episode. And also to Marius Muhunga for the great voiceover. Also a big thanks to Blessing Bled Chimanga from Colorado for sharing his music. Now, if you want to watch this interview with Koffi Olomide, just go on my YouTube channel. It's called Music Time in Africa, or my Facebook page by the same name, and you can watch it all there. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can also find it online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.